Yo.
50 years of hip hop. 50 years of hip hop from Listener Power, KEXP.
Welcome to another installment of 50 Years of Hip Hop. I'm your host, Larry Mizell Jr. This week, Rachel Stevens takes us back to 2021 with the track Industry Baby by Lil Nas X. His debut sparked controversy about how to label his music. Country, hip hop, and while the haters were caught up in labels, Lil Nas blazed the trail with his blackness, queer identity, held up loud and proud.
Okay, so before we get to 2021, let me take you back to 2019 first. There was a song that everyone, everywhere was singing, and every radio station was playing. But no one seemed to fully recognize this song for what it was.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
At the time, Lil Nas X was a TikTok-savvy 19-year-old from Georgia who paid only $30 for the beat that he used to create Old Town Road. It debuted on Billboard's Hot 100 chart at number 83. And the Billboard Hot Country chart at 19. Then, Billboard removed Lil Nas X's song from the country charts, telling Rolling Stone,
"When determining genres, a few factors are examined. But first and foremost is a musical composition. While Old Town Road incorporates references to country and cowboy imagery, it does not embrace enough elements of today's country music to chart in its current version."
Bullshit. Even when the country star Billy Ray Cyrus collaborated with Lil Nas X on a newer version of the song, country stations wouldn't acknowledge that the song was a country song.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take.
Regardless of what box they tried to put Lil Nas X in, he was going to the top. Old Town Road hit the number one spot on Billboard charts, like all of them, every category, and stayed there for 19 consecutive weeks. What makes this achievement even more awesome is that Lil Nas X became the first artist to come out as gay while having a number one hit. So with all that as background, let's fast forward to the year we're actually focusing on. In 2021, Lil Nas X was still all over social media and still making memes and little clips that he would put up. But he was also working on his sophomore album, Montero.
Call me when you want, call me when you need.
In March 2021, Lil Nas X premiered the single, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, with a music video that made everyone lose their damn minds. The video featured Lil Nas X giving a lap dance to Satan. To be clear, this was an actor playing Satan, not the real devil.
Hey, I wanna sell what you're buying. I wanna fill on your.
People were outraged. Governors in South Dakota were scared for our children. People on the news were talking about this music video, saying how dangerous it was.
It is still disgusting to see Lil Nas X acting as though he is having intercourse with Satan on television.
This was our generation's equivalent of Madonna's burning crosses in the video for Like a Prayer. While the haters hated, it was obvious that Lil Nas X was coming even more into his own, and even more beyond a one-hit wonder. Lil Nas X was working on an album named after his first name, Montero, and he worked tirelessly to perfect each song, each collaboration, each award show outfit, and each music video.
I'll treat you like you're dead right now.
Despite all this effort, Lil Nas X had been too controversial for the soccer moms who love pop music. And he had been pushed out of country music. And he had also been pushed out of hip-hop, or so he felt. He wasn't being accepted there either. In August of 2021, Lil Nas X told XXL magazine, quote, "Honestly, I don't feel as respected in hip-hop or many music places in general. These are communities that I'm part of, whether people like it or not. This is something that I wanted to do because, not that my entire album is rap, but there are rap tracks on my album. I am a rapper. I'm a pop star. I'm a gay artist. But it's like, I belong in these places, you know?" End quote.
Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night.
Just a month before that interview, the rapper DaBaby had made some horribly homophobic remarks at a festival that I'm not even going to repeat here. There is a culture of toxic heteromasculinity that permeates a lot of hip-hop music, and has for 50 years and beyond. So, with all his queerness at the forefront, Lil Nas X wrote Industry Baby, a perfect song with a perfect message addressed to the music industry. The song starts out pointing to the awards, including Grammys, that Lil Nas X has under his belt. Lil Nas X calls out the rap industry, calls out the pop industry, calls out all the haters who didn't believe in him. This song is about more than a messed up industry. It's not about dipping and weaving and playing the game by changing yourself. This song is about unapologetically being yourself, being your best self, and making the industry change for you. Instead of playing the games by following the rules, make the game change its rules instead. Over the last 50 years, more and more artists from different walks of life, different communities, have found their voice in hip-hop. I hope Lil Nas X keeps changing the game, keeps paving the way for more artists in this industry. And I hope his story, his songs, his memes, his tweets inspire others to follow in his lead instead of waiting for the industry to keep up. Because we need more anthems like Industry Baby.
This piece was written by Rachel Stevens. Audio was produced by Roddy Nickpour. Next week, we're taking you back to 2005 to pay homage to the late Japanese beatmaker, Uja Bez. I'm Larry Mizell Jr. We'll see you next time on 50 Years of Hip Hop from Listener Powered KEXP, where the music matters.